Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's all say praise the Lord two times.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, saints, we'd like to fellowship with you a little bit about the divine history within the human history. The divine history is God's move throughout time to gain a bride for his son. He desires to gain the church. This is the divine history. But all of this transpires within human history on the bridge of time. Human history mainly is characterized by the rise and fall of governments, political change, relationships between countries, war, a lot of these things that we study in school, politics, very observable things. But within the bridge of time, within human history, there is the divine history. You could say there is a shell. This is the human history. But within that shell, there is a nut. There's the kernel. That's the divine history. This is what is actually really going on the earth today. You know, and many of us are not that in tune with what is going on in the divine history. I would say in my experience, I go in and out of consciousness. You know, we touch it in the college training. The Lord desires to gain overcomers. Well, this is the divine history. About 2 years ago, there was a refugee crisis in Europe. I know when I first heard about this, how many refugees were fleeing these war-torn countries, a Muslim background, thousands, hundreds of thousands. My immediate reaction was, close the borders. We're in danger. Right? Muslims are coming. I had a certain view. Of course, there's the desire for the gospel. But actually, I just appreciated there were brothers who live in the realm of the divine history. And their response was, we need to go. We need to go preach the gospel to these refugees. For thousands of years, they have been enslaved by a religion that has kept them in darkness, utter darkness from God's move. And now they're being released to one of the only remaining Christian countries in Europe, Germany. The Reformation began there, and this is where most of them were going. It was like revelation, like, wow, I did not see that. So as this divine history was unfolding, right, there was a burden. Thousands of, I would say, maybe even 1,000 saints have gone. They've gone in a way to particularly contact, preach the gospel, have deliberate contact with people. Thousands have been saved. Many have been baptized of these refugees. There was limited contact on the campus. But as time has unfolded, even now, I would say the flood of refugees is like a tide. It flowed in, and now it's starting to recede. The window to contact refugees is closing. Actually, what the brothers are realizing, now is the time to gain the typical Germans. Initially, the move was for the refugees. Much time was spent there, and we still continue to shepherd the refugees. But actually, the time is ripe to gain Germany. Germany is the fourth largest economy in the world. It's a leading country in mainland Europe. And actually, the Lord had a strong testimony in Germany in the 80s. But the enemy rose up to totally disrupt what the Lord was doing. And now is the time to go back to Germany. You know, I appreciate this statement that was made that if you have the opportunity in your lifetime to participate in one of the Lord's special moves, it will be a constant supply your eternal life, your whole life, something you will never regret. Would you like to participate in one of the Lord's special moves? In the early 90s, in 1989, the Berlin Wall went down. In the early 90s, Russia opened up. And Brother Lee sent saints, constituted saints, to preach the gospel and raise up churches throughout Russia. This was the Lord's special move. Those that had the opportunity to participate in that were blessed. You hear their testimonies. We don't have time to get into that now. And I would say the call then was not to students. It was to solid saints that were constituted. Even in South America, there was something that happened among all the churches in the early 2000s. Again, this was to recover many saints who had been swept away by a certain rebellion, something that had come in to cause confusion. But the call then was not to students. It was to saints to recover some. They needed some that had had a history with the Lord in the church life, just to bring a normal church life to saints who had been deprived of that their entire Christian life. But this is something entirely different. The call to Germany is to full-timers. This is happening. This is actually happened and is happening. The call is to community saints. It's to saints who have the history of the church life, to bring what the church life is to a burgeoning land. A virgin land where saints are being recovered, but many do not have the church life. But you know what the call is also? It's to students. This is unprecedented in my limited understanding. That there is a call for students to participate as students in a special move of the Lord. I believe this is really something we need to really consider in prayer before the Lord. We desire to be ones who are age turners. All of us are, whether we're full-timers, students. But this is something special for us, that we can participate in our station in life as students, right? This is something entirely in our hands, something that we don't have to live according to high expectations. You don't have to bring something of your constitution of the ministry necessarily, but you just need to come as students. So we just like to open this burden to you, and we'll develop it more, but pray concerning this, open to the Lord concerning this, and really be considering, Lord, would you send me to participate in one of your special moves?
Praise the Lord, saints. Maybe to start, maybe I could ask whoever's been to Germany specifically for the gospel work in the past 2 years, maybe you could stand up. I believe there's at least some of you all. It's very good. How about now, maybe everyone who has maybe taken some classes or, you know, heard about this burden and has done something to respond to this burden, like maybe take a class or is planning a trip in the near future, maybe you could all stand up as well. Hallelujah. So maybe you can sit down. So I just want to fellowship how we can respond to such a move of the Lord. I think, you know, this is really unprecedented, like Charles mentioned, that the Lord would move in this way in the world situation, and actually that all the churches would be one to participate in this burden, to pray, to support, and to go. And so even I was talking with a brother, and he said in Indonesia, they're praying on the islands for Germany. If you go to South America, they're praying for Germany. So it should be a real question in us. How do we respond to this burden? One brother, he shared with me, as an older serving one, there was three events in his life that were the most, that made him feel like the most privileged person. I'll read them to you, and you can consider in your heart. The first is serving the Lord full time. In your case, maybe it's going to the full-time training. You can consider that as one of the highest privileges in your life, to go to the full-time training or to serve the Lord full-time. The second is serving the Lord in the center of his move, the center of the flow of the recovery where everyone's praying for. I think that's very clear today. That's Germany. And the third is serving the Lord overseas. So we consider all of these burdens. Actually, I appreciate we're following this, the FGTA fellowship. We should consider very deeply before the Lord, Lord, what about these privileges? What about these opportunities? Can I serve you full time? Can I go to Germany serving you overseas? Can I be in the center of your move? Are you sending me? And so really, this is the thrust of the burden this afternoon. We're not here to send everybody out. Actually, that's not what the Lord would be doing, but it's to get you to pray.
Amen.
To ask the Lord in a definite way, are you sending me? Would you give me the privilege? Would you give me the privilege of going to be at the center of your move right now?
Amen.
This is something that definitely needs to be brought before the Lord. You know, we can hear about all these things, but really, really, we need the Lord to send us in a definite way if we're going to go. And we need the Lord to hold us back in a definite way if we're not going to go. I actually believe if we all have a definite transaction with the Lord about this special, particular move of the Lord, we'll be more burdened for our campus.
Yeah.
We'll be sent to our campus in a particular way. even will live our life in a particular way. So this needs prayer, saints. This needs our definite going to the Lord. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, what shall I do at this time? Lord, will you send me? So really, that's the main point. Consider that. Lord, what will you do at this time with me? And I believe all of us have some kind of heart, and He'll speak to us. So moving on, if you, you know, maybe you get some feeling from the Lord, or maybe there's not so much feeling, what do we do now? The next thing I would encourage you all to do is to fellowship. My parents recently moved to Germany, and I can just say that my fellowship with the Lord, it's not yet. And I'm kind of sad about that. It's not yet. But I can say that when my prayer in going, if I do eventually go, is that I want to be sent in the body of Christ.
Amen.
So this is also my prayer for all of you.
Amen.
There's two definite things if you get sent abroad in this way. I think it's the Lord's definite speaking, and it's the covering of the body of Christ. So when you fellowship, actually it brings this, it brings the covering to protect you in such a positive way. So I would encourage you, pray and fellowship with the body. So anyways, the last thing that we have is just, I just came back from Germany. I was there for 6 weeks serving there. And I can testify that all that you would be doing there is living the normal Christian life. I don't know if if you were there during the semi-annual training, and you heard that last fellowship, could you raise your hand? So if you weren't there, there's three main things. There's the cost, there's the prestige of the university, and also there's the situation of the local churches there. So if we just consider the cost, the number that was given out was $33,000 US dollars for a full 3-year degree. For living, for cost, for traveling, for all of your needs. So even if you consider now, you might be paying $500 for rent a month and then another $300 for food, not even including tuition. So there's a cost factor. If you consider the prestige of the university, many of the universities are in the top 300 in the world. I'll let you do your own research in that. But I think what is most striking to me, especially after this training, is that the situation in the churches is so wonderful and sweet. In Berlin, in Stuttgart, in Frankfurt, and in Dusseldorf, there's a situation where there's a campus and there's families living around the campus, just like here in the U.S. Actually, in Frankfurt itself, there's the campus and there's 5 families, all with kids, really cute kids, by the way, that have their homes open and they're within 10 minutes walking from the campus. And so even I could, you know, if I had a kid right now and I was sending him to college, I would genuinely consider sending him to one of these campuses, because I believe they'd be with burdened families and they'd just be in the normal church life. And so Pablo will share more about just the living. The students are so awesome. They're wonderful. They want to get to know you. But this is really what we need to consider when we go to Germany. So lastly, there's many practical ways to go, and if we have this heart, maybe we could go to grad school, maybe we could study abroad. Maybe some of you still have the opportunity to do your undergrad in Germany. Or maybe right now the Lord's not sending you, so you can take a language class. But again, we just encourage you, pray, fellowship, and really consider all these matters before the Lord.
Hello. Okay. Hi, saints. I'm just going to share quickly my testimony of being in Germany. Over the past year and a half, I got the privilege to be there for twice. And the last time was for a month. I was in Berlin for about a month. And anyways, it was good to see how many have been to Germany. It looks like a lot haven't. And if you haven't and you have concepts of what Germany is like, well, I can tell you Germany is really, really nice. It's actually not much different than the U.S. I was in Berlin, and actually I was received into an apartment that was recently acquired by the saints. A really nice apartment. Like, I haven't seen an apartment that nice in the U.S. in a while. And they have rooms ready for students. ready to receive you, ready for you to move in. I was there with some brothers, and anyways, every day I got to use the train. Public transportation is like a 2 minutes walk from that apartment, and it's very convenient. You can get around the city very easily. The city is very clean, very safe. I was in Berlin, I was in Hamburg. Hamburg is a city up north, also very, very nice. And like Ben mentioned, the church life is wonderful. There's saints there who have migrated and are very, you know, the saints that are there are very burdened. It's, you know, just their being there is a testimony of their love for the Lord. And those saints are absolute for the ministry. They love the church life. And like I said, and like Ben said, they're just waiting for to have some students that they can take care of. The houses are there open, ready to receive you, ready to co-labor with you. And even not even labor, like our brother said, as a student, your labor is not to go and do things, do that. You just have to live the life of a student. All you have to do is go to class, eat in the cafeteria, which are actually very nice. The food in Germany is a lot, I would say, when I was there, I got a lot healthier because the food is actually better quality than in the U.S., I would say. There's a brother in Orange, and he always complains about milk and eggs in the U.S. because he says they're bad quality. But in Germany, food is really good. So anyways, if you go, your health could improve. And anyways, all you have to do is be there, take classes, and just make friends. That's all you have to do. When I was there, I had the privilege to every day eat at the university. There's three main major universities in Berlin, and I just met students. But you know what was the worst part? Is that I wasn't a student. So I was very limited. You know, the moment you start a conversation and they ask you, oh, where are you from or what are you doing? Oh, I'm a volunteer worker here. You know, I'm from the U.S. Right away they close up. But there's such a value in having the status of a student. And you're the right age. You know, maybe some of you have already started college, but again, grad school or maybe even transferring. And I would just like to end with this and give it to Brother Charles. You know, our brother Brian mentioned yesterday that in college people are looking for a cause, right? And that's my timer. And Paul says in Ephesians 3, for this cause. What do we live for, saints? What do we go to school for? What do we get degrees for? Is it to have a good career? To make, you know, have a six-digit job? What is this cause? This cause is not just having a large number on your club on campus. That's not the cause. It's not just a good church life in your city. That's not the cause, although it's part of it. But this cause that Paul was in prison for is the universal body of Christ. It's the built-up church. So we need to, even as college students, have this view. If you don't have it, pray to the Lord. Lord, give me this view. I want to not just live for my college degree. I don't want to just live for a good church life. But what is this cause that Paul lived for, Lord? I want to live for this. So everyone, anyways, maybe we just be faithful, like Ben said. Just bring this to the Lord in a prayerful way and be open to be touched by the Lord.
So in closing, really, you've all heard it. Give or pray, give and go. But I would say, really, pray. We're not trying to stir you up, all this fellowship, these testimonies, just to give you the view. Open up your eyes to see the need, to see the Lord's desire, how He wants to gain Germany for His move. So we need to pray and open to the Lord. Don't discount any of this fellowship. I beg you, just open to the Lord. Lord, would you send me? So pray. And then give. I would say give your time to learn the language. Practice here and there. But the classes are in English, right? So you don't need the language to go to Germany. And they do like speaking to you in English. They will converse with you in English. They're happy to do that. And they love Americans, right? I mean, the brothers, they like Americans. Okay, so pray and then give. But I would have a strong emphasis on go. How would you go? Well, go in fellowship. Bring this back to your locality, to the elders, to your serving ones. Fellowship with one another, pray. But how would you go? I would say go study abroad. How about study abroad in the spring of 2018? Maybe fall is out of the question. Study abroad. Do it for a semester. There's a brother in Long Beach that's doing it for a year. And honestly, when he said a year, I was like, no. I was trying to convince him to just do a semester because we need him. But amen, Lord. Drop my concept. Lord, 1 year. It's still hard for me, but fellowship. So I would just say again, consider study abroad, grad school. Maybe that's a little further down the road. Study abroad. And present this. Maybe there are some young people in your locality. You could pass this on to them. Maybe share this with your parents. You have a younger sibling. If it's too late to transfer and continue your degree. Anyway, we don't have time. But we just like to present this to you. How about we pray two by two? Pray with your neighbor for 1 minute concerning our participation in the Lord's move in Germany.